Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime use.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Suprenant Show.
But I think Brayden's one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Suprenant.
What's up, San Diego? And a happy Thursday to everybody out there in America's finest city. I'm Brayden Suprenant. This is the Brayden Suprenant Show, live and local each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Alongside Frank Marchese, we're off and running here on a Thursday, talking a lot of Padres baseball still. We'll dive more into the NFL, some college football. No Skyler today. Does that girl have unlimited vacation or what?
Well, when you have an airplane, yes, you
she
kind
does
of
not
do.
Own the airplane. She rents said airplanes.
Well, when you have access to it.
Have you talked to her about flying yet? I mean, you're the guy that
I
likes planes and
bit.
Stuff. I mean, I feel like that's right up your alley.
Don't make fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you.
Don't make
at any point was that making fun of you.
Don't make fun
if
of the
if I would
fact
have mentioned
that
something about trains, it would have been making fun of you. But
okay,
the planes is
now,
off limits.
Now you're making now you're
now
making
I am,
fun
because
now you're
you
making
asked
fun
me
of
to.
The fact that I'm artistic.
No, I'm making fun of you because you said I was, and I wasn't. And you know what? I got offended by that. So now I am going to make fun of you.
Just because I could draw it doesn't mean I have to like these things. I do, but it's not because I know how to draw.
We were setting up our stuff at Baja Ricks, and BNSF's train fired its horn, and you dropped everything and ran to the train tracks.
I might have done, but
that's exactly what he did. I'm not even exaggerating about that. Frank said, I'm about to be not helpful. And
like
I said, what? And then I heard the train noise, and then Frank disappeared. And I'm like, where did he go? And it wasn't even a long train. It was just two of the, I don't know, what's the locomotives?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Two of the locomotives, mm-hmm. BNSF. I thought I was going to get the whole BNSF supply chain management class that I got in college when they came to talk to my class.
Like I said, just because I know how to draw doesn't mean I have to like these things. It's a coincidence that I do.
Okay. Well, I was asking you if you have talked to Skylar about her flights.
No.
Since she's trying to become
no,
a pilot.
I have asked how much it was, and
then you quickly stopped talking about
yes,
it.
Yes, yeah, uh-huh.
It is very expensive to become a pilot, as we've learned by talking to Skylar about it.
Worth, it's for a reason.
Yeah, I
for
bet.
For a very good reason.
Yeah, probably can't just throw a bunch of people in a plane.
No.
How about it?
I wish there was, like, I would be up for the training course of, hey, I've done this in a video game. Let me see if I don't kill myself. I would be up for that course. Maybe my skills will bypass the amount of money I will need.
You know what? I would love to do that in college football.
However.
What do we got?
That's, remember, we're not on the phone lines.
Okay. That's right. Anyway. That's not what I was talking about. I was talking more about the college picks have now been delayed because somebody's got endless vacation, apparently. I don't know where she's at this time. It's always exotic locations, by the way. Have you noticed that? Do you follow on her Instagram?
No, I do not. I should,
it is
though.
All exotic locations. Some type of snorkeling, some type of something to do with animals. I think she's been to Hawaii 15 times since we started having her on the show.
That's a
nice
way to
sound.
Do it.
Yeah, hey. Or, here's another one. She could be in Tuscaloosa this weekend. She does have season tickets to Alabama football. They are playing the Tennessee Volunteers. That could be what it is.
New rule I've just decided.
What's the new rule?
Whoever wins the picks gets a free shuttle by Skyler to a nearby location.
I don't know if I'm jumping in an airplane that small. I've thought about it. I've been invited before.
Winner of the picks gets a flight somewhere.
What if it's her? She just gets to fly herself?
Well, yeah, it makes it easier now, doesn't it?
She could produce the show one day.
I could fly her.
No, I don't think that works like that. I don't think it's like when you're learning how to drive as a kid.
I take it seriously.
And then she's like, you know, there's not like the trainer pilot where they have like brakes on the other side.
I will take it seriously.
Nobody said you wouldn't. I don't think it works like that. I don't think you could just be like, hey, my turn. Let's call in a reliever.
They do.
Let's
have,
fly this plane.
They do have controls on both sides.
I'm just saying.
They have controls
on both
sides.
I don't think they're going to flip it over to your side.
It's not necessarily flipping. It's they both move at the same time. So it's just one person.
So she's going to fly, and then you're going to pretend like you're flying.
Then she just stops, and then I'm the one doing barrel rolls and stuff. I'm kidding.
Barrel rolls.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, you're definitely not going to be allowed to fly one of those Cessnas. There's no way anybody, because all those like are rented. So people own them, and then you sign up to rent them. And I forget how much money it costs. It sounded very expensive.
Yeah.
It's a very expensive hobby, by the way.
Well, it's not.
I play softball as a hobby.
It's not a hobby unless you're looking at a job in it. In said hobby.
There's a lot of people that use it as a hobby. They just want to fly planes. You know what? That's a very expensive hobby.
That would be me.
Yeah, that would be you. So when you strike it rich, we're going to see Frank flying all over the place as a very expensive hobby. Some people spend $300 on softball bats. Some people spend thousands of dollars for flight lessons.
A lot of people... See, there's a lot of room over here for a flight strip. I can get a Cessna like right in here, stop in this next studio over here, and then just walk right in.
Don't give any of the planes that are flying over us right now any ideas.
No, please don't.
One of them just landed on the 15, like,
yes,
was it
I
last
saw
week,
that.
2 weeks ago?
Yes, I saw that.
I just missed it. I had already left for work. That was one of the days we were off early, I think. Because it happened around the time I usually was driving home from work. I think that was one of the days that the Padres played the Cubs during our show, and we had to leave early.
Yeah, it might have been. It was lucky. Lucky on our part.
Lucky on my part. Probably unlucky for you at this point in time.
Well, where was it? Where on the 15 was it? Because it depends.
Right, it was right here by Tier Santa or whatever.
It would make sense. The airport's right here.
Yeah, that would make sense, Frank.
Call it Aero Drive for a reason.
Yeah, that's why it's called Aero Drive. There's also another airport off the 52, too. Gillespie. Got Montgomery and Gillespie. There's a lot of little airports around here.
Yeah, this is the same one that you see on the 163, too, no?
Montgomery's the one right here.
Yeah.
The one that the planes come flying by. I'm surprised you don't have the windows open all the time to see how the planes fly by.
I
guess you'd be highly distracted.
Thank
then.
You. I would have... It'd be the Scraby thing.
Wow, it is raining really hard. This is being cool here on the Intercom Empire, so if you're sitting out there...
What? That's going to be Frank, but with airplanes.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, that happens like every 15 minutes, there's a plane flying over us. No. You're distracted. Did that happen?
When I was looking for the Kraft Taco at the Nat?
That's right. I forgot about that. The Meerkat poster got you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't be a pilot. I guess up there, there's not a lot of things to be distracted by. To be honest with you. Anyway, as I was trying to, speaking of distractions, now I've gone off of on a tangent about Frank and Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Great movie, by the way. About our college picks coming up later on. No Skylar today. No Skylar today. So I have to get these picks down and then send them to her so she can send them back to us from whatever exotic location she is at. I mean, well, who used to do that? Al Roker used to do like "Where in the World is Al" or something like that on the Today Show. Sure. I think he did. We have to start doing that with Skylar. She can just make her picks remotely from some crazy place. This is like the third time that she's missed because she's been on vacation. She better be at one of these games. That's what I'm saying. We got the third Saturday in October, and Skylar's in the Bahamas or something like that. I'm going to be a little PO'd. That's a sure sign that, you know what? Someone's not locked into the tide. That's all I got to say. If that's the case, somebody's not locked into the tide, which means that's going to be a Tennessee Volunteers win on Saturday. I'm sorry, Rod. Cry in your beer, but that's on Skylar, if that's the case. Now, if she's in Tuscaloosa, you got a good chance. Got a good chance. All right. We're going to do our college picks at 1. Eddie Brown's moving up to 12:35 today because special guest at 1:35, Andres Dreyer, San Diego FC winger, is going to join the show.
It's expected to join. He's not expected official to join. Okay. Because he is returning from international duty. So we've been asked to hold 1:30, anticipating, but it's not locked in. So there is a chance he might not be here at 1:30.
It's on the sheet, man.
It is on the sheet.
It's on the sheet. Elo got mad at what happened yesterday with the interview with the Aztec coach. They didn't put his name down, so Elo pulled a Ron Burgundy and had to had to look at Tony, whose name was. Anyway, Andres Dreyer could be on the show, could not be on the show. If not, then we're going to have Frank pretend he's Andres Dreyer. That's what we're going to do. We'll talk San Diego FC at 1:35. And in between, obviously a lot of Padres baseball. And the thing is, and I didn't want to spend too much time on it in the open because we're going to talk about it when we come back. It's intriguing to me. You know, now you're going to see a lot of tweets. Do we know about, is Mike Rodriguez, he's got a lot of followers. Yeah, he's got 24,000, almost 25,000 followers based out of Chicago, Illinois. Okay, I've seen his stuff before. He tweeted out, and I don't know, I'm not saying this is true, but now it's interesting. Now you could talk about the candidacy, maybe, of Albert Pujols. But he said, according to his sources, again, take this for what it's worth. Mike Deportes on Twitter put this out. He's got a lot of followers. Can't really trust the check marks anymore. I'm just saying, he's tweeting this out, and then therefore we're not saying it's happening, but we're going to say, what would it be like if this happened? Could this be a candidate? Anyway, he says, according to his sources, the Padres have called future Hall of Famer Albert Pujols with interest in interviewing him for the team's manager position. That's what he has said. I don't know if that's a fact or not, but if that's the case, and I know a lot of people have talked about Albert Pujols potentially being a candidate, we know about him interviewing with the Angels, obviously being a employee right now of the Angels. It's interesting to see what would be the case. Now, here's the other thing. Robert Murray posted this. Now, Robert Murray, he does have the check mark. We know about Robert Murray. Robert Murray is an MLB insider for FanSided. He tweeted this. Yadier Molina ready to return to baseball as either manager or coach, he said on his Instagram, with a post from Yadi's Instagram. Yadi's Instagram story today. Throughout my career, I've had countless satisfactions both on and off the field. After 3 years away from the lines, I'm ready to return to the field, whether as a coach or manager. In Major League Baseball, Mexico, or wherever, I could continue my baseball career, contributing and giving back to the sport I'm passionate about. Interesting. That's very interesting. Albert Pujols, Yadier Molina. One or the other for the Padres? Maybe both. We'll discuss when we come back. Just getting started on the Braden Soprano Show. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Through the fan. He's Frank Marchese. I'm Brayden Suprenant. This is the Brayden Suprenant Show, live and local, each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97 Through the Fan. I did see somebody put in there. Any white smoke yet coming out of Petco Park? Someone who the new manager of the Padres is? Probably not. But we got the report about Albert Pujols, potentially. Saw that report. I think a lot of people were listing him as a potential candidate for the Padres, just like he's a potential candidate for the Angels. And then, not too much further after that, Yadier Molina posted on his Instagram that he's ready to return to the baseball field, to the baseball diamond, as either a coach or a manager. Let's talk about these two things for a second. I think Albert Pujols would be a great candidate for the San Diego Padres to be their manager for a couple of reasons. Okay? Number one, and I think the biggest thing, now, we've talked about the entire needing to have the situation of maybe a more veteran manager. Now, he obviously wouldn't be that. But to me, the entire thing about a veteran manager is somebody that demands respect out of veteran players. Because I don't think you could go down the path of another Jace Tingler as a manager for the Padres. I think that's fair to say. Correct, Frank? Are we on the same page with that? You can't bring in another 100%. Jace Tingler. Ryan Flaherty, as smart of a guy he is, and how great of a baseball mind he might be, he gives me Jace Tingler vibes. He does. And you know what? That doesn't mean he's not going to go somewhere and have success. I think he might have success. He is well talked about throughout Major League Baseball, but that doesn't necessarily mean it translates to being a head coach, to being a manager. You see it a lot with offensive and defensive coordinators in football. They're brilliant football minds. All of them are brilliant. As much as everybody likes to destroy NFL head coaches that don't have success, they're all brilliant offensive and defensive coordinators. You can't say anything against that. Now, I have my thoughts about Kellen Moore. I think he might, you know, be a little different than that. But that being said, I mean, think about like who, let's talk like Aaron Glenn, right? He's like one of the worst. Right now, it's like he looks awful as the head coach of the Jets, correct? Aaron Glenn, stud defensive coordinator for the Lions the last handful of years.
It's the Jets. That's a no-win situation.
The only one that has had success with the Jets has been Rex Ryan. Rex Ryan got a tattoo. Mark Sanchez on himself. Or his wife did. And all of a sudden, it broke the Jets curse. I can't remember that. Remember that tattoo?
Yeah, and
was it his wife that had it, or did he have it?
How's that tattoo aging?
Oh, man. By the way. That's not great. That's not great. So anyway, Ryan Flaherty could be a great baseball man, but not necessarily a big or a good manager. I don't feel like right now the Padres could take a risk on that. There's another way that you could view Ryan Flaherty, too. Like, he could be one of those guys that was part of the organization you liked, went somewhere else to learn how a different team does things, and then comes back. I think that has a lot of success, too. But to me, I don't think the Padres can afford to hire a guy like Ryan Flaherty right now with their aging veterans, with the way the team is built up. and the makeup is. So he, to me, is part of that no managerial experience, bad. But I said, and I've been saying this all week, have I not, Frank? I've been saying this all week. The inexperience at manager, I think respect overtakes that. That's why a guy like Ruben Niebla, to me, makes sense to being the manager, keeping things a little consistent, having him run the team, players adore him, players love him, perfect. I think that's a nice play. He doesn't have any managerial experience. That's fine. I think his respect, the respect he commands in that clubhouse, overtakes the lack of managerial experience. So I lump in Albert Pujols as another one of those players, or one of those managerial candidates. And I want to, I say this because of the career that Albert Pujols had and the resume that Albert Pujols has. And he's the player that was at the top of his game when this current team, even the old guys, and I say old, I mean, they're like 30-something years old. It's not even old in the grand scheme of things. He was at the top of his game when these guys were growing up watching baseball. Are you telling me Albert Pujols walks into the clubhouse and guys like Manny Machado and Xander Bogaerts and Fernando Tatis Jr. and Jackson Merrill don't all immediately just respect him? He is somebody that's going to demand respect. Now, the X's and O's, everything like that, I mean, most of these decisions now are made from an analytical standpoint. I don't think that needs to be the case. Managing in baseball is about managing the culture and managing the personalities in your clubhouse. I think every player in that clubhouse would automatically respect a guy like Albert Pujols. He is a first ballot Hall of Famer. Future first ballot Hall of Famer. I don't think too many people can argue with that. I mean, there's going to be a couple people that vote on the Hall of Fame that just, you know, don't want to make anybody unanimous. So they intentionally don't vote for a guy like Albert Pujols, which to me is crazy. But he is a future first ballot Hall of Famer, Albert Pujols. How many times have we seen like Fernando Tatis Jr. get into a slump? He's got to go talk to his dad. Doesn't talk to the hitting coach. You don't think he won't listen to Albert Pujols? You may not think that Albert Pujols can, I don't know, help Fernando out when he goes through a slump? Help Manny out when going through a slump? I mean, the back of his baseball card, which I know tickles the fancy of a lot of older listeners more than the younger ones. Younger ones roll their eyes at back of the baseball card. Older listeners love it. This guy played had a 22-year career in Major League Baseball. Made the All-Star team 11 times. Two-time World Series champion. He was the Rookie of the Year, three-time MVP, two-time Gold Glove, three-time Major League Player of the Year, won the Roberto Clemente Award, six-time Silver Slugger, a batting title, NLCS MVP. I mean, the guy's done it all. I'm telling you, he would be well-respected. I put him near the top of candidates that are outside candidates to be a Major League manager for the San Diego Padres. And we haven't even gotten to Yadier Molina yet. I think Yadier Molina would be pretty good, too. I think he'd hold the guys accountable. And I think Yadier Molina is another player that hasn't managed yet that would demand respect in the clubhouse, demand respect in the organization. He played in the league for 19 years. A lot of these players played against him in Major League Baseball. Another one of those guys. Been there, done that. I'd like to see him as a manager too, but would be even better. Albert Pujols being a manager, Yadier Molina being his bench coach. You could continue with that, quote, cardinal way if you would like. I mean, you could say what you want if it was, you know, if it didn't work or not. But to me, with Mike Schilt at the helm, the Padres had won 183 games in the regular season. That strikes me as some success. I'm sure he instilled some Cardinal way with that. But now you got some guys that have played the game a little bit and know what these guys are going through with contracts and know what these guys are going through in this generation of baseball. I mean, they were part of that transition period into the high slug and the home run numbers. I could see the pot. This to me would be a big splash outside the box thinking from the Padres. And I think it would be great for this Padres team. And if you're Albert Pujols and you're Yadier Molina, why not start off being a manager or a bench coach or vice versa on some teams that have success? I mean, look at all the teams that are out there that are looking for a manager right now. Why wouldn't you want to manage the San Diego Padres from a player perspective, atmosphere, everything like that? It's not like you have to go through the grind and have to restart a culture. I mean, think about all the catchers out there that have been great managers in the past. Yadier Molina could be there as a bench coach, ease his way back in, and then go manage whoever he wants later. I mean, I think a lot of Padres fans wouldn't like to see him go if he had success for 2 years, but you know what? That's the risk you take. And if it gets you a World Series, so be it. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. I like the idea. And in the 11 o'clock hour, I'll put together my five candidates that I'd like to see the Padres interview. But when we come back, we'll discuss Albert Pujols or Yadier Molina, or both. I think that's the outside-of-the-box thinking the Padres need right now with this current team as they start looking for a manager for their ball club. Braden Surpreta Show, San Diego Summit Sports Station, 97.3 The Fan. Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking a little bit about some of the recent news that we saw today. We noticed that the Padres potentially have contacted, potentially, this is being reported, but who knows, Albert Pujols about the job. Now, there's a couple other things. We did get this, you know, if you want to go back in the past, I know they play that song. Turn back time. I'm Gwen and Chris. They got that drop somewhere. Just anytime Ello talks about something. Getting your DeLorean. Which, by the way, good on the goals for using the DeLorean for the 2-minute hype reel to bring back Sandy the goal for their throwback uniforms. They got the throwback mascot and they got the throwback uniforms this weekend. Are you kidding me? That's pretty great. This is from Sam Levitt. Albert Pujols was at Petco Park on September 16th, 2024. Spent time chatting with Mike Schilt, who also spent many years with the St. Louis Cardinals organization. And some backstory from Sammy Lev. Again, back on September 16th, 2024. Albert Pujols' daughter, Esther, was celebrating her birthday in San Diego to see one of her favorite players, Manny Machado. Machado gifted her a signed jersey and batting gloves. Manny Machado is his daughter's favorite player. Let's just roll into that a little bit, huh? Why not? Why not go manage? Well, you know what? Be great to manage his daughter's favorite player, wouldn't it, Frank?
You'd think it would be nice.
I think that's a little bit more enticing than having to take over the circus that's the Los Angeles Angels of Fullerton, Orange County, San Clemente, San Juan Capistrano, Dana Point.
Disneyland.
The Mouse.
Anaheim.
Still mad at the Mouse this weekend. Well, that reminds me. There'll be a TCU helmet unveil in the next 24 hours or so. And I'm going to be excited and then sad that I didn't get to watch it in person because of said Mouse. All right. That was my sidetrack of the day.
Squirrel!
There you go. I like the Pujols idea. I think in a perfect world, Pujols as the manager and Yadier Molina as a bench coach, to me, might be one of the best options for the Padres coaching staff moving forward. Now, whether or not they keep some of the regular, like some of the other guys of the coaching staff remains to be seen. Does Ruben Diablo stay as a pitching coach? Remains to be seen. We'll see. But I don't mind that idea, Frank, when in the early process of trying to figure out who's going to be the next manager of the San Diego Padres. What are your thoughts on Yadier Molina and Albert Pujols together? What are your thoughts on just maybe one of those guys coming in?
I'd say together, I think, would be
the best.
The best option. They both played together, so They both know each other's temperaments. They both know how to handle each other and how to work with each other. If you could get just one, me personally, I would rather Yadi. If you can get only one, I think Yadi would be a little bit more, not, I don't know how to say this.
Be careful.
He would command a little bit more respect immediately, I think, with how long he was in the game. With the position that he played, catcher, especially out of the pitching staff, they would respect the hell out of him instantly because he has to know pitching just as well as the pitchers do in order to play his position to the best of his ability, and he was the best catcher in the league for a very, very long time. Loyalty with him as well, stayed with the Cardinals his entire career. I would have to assume he'd be looking to stay here on a long-term stint as well. I think if you could only have one, I would prefer Yadi over Pujols, but I think both of them would do the same job. I think Yadi would be a little bit better, though.
I think Yadi might be a little bit better, too. I do not think that Yadi would get more respect than Pujols. I think it's equal. I mean, Pujols he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, future first ballot Hall of Famer.
They both are.
Correct. I mean, I don't know why the catching situation would make it more respectable. Why? Because he's a little bit hotter? Like, I mean, he runs hot.
No,
he runs hot.
Because, again, I think with what he has to go through, not just for his position, but with the pitching staff as well, he does need to be in on, like, outfield alignments for pitches he's calling, infield alignments for pitches he's calling in the middle of a game.
Now, you're describing everything that would make him a better strategic manager.
Yes.
Those are not things that would demand more respect out of veteran players.
No, it's also he knows what I have to do in a certain situation. He knows where I have to be. And he may know a little bit better than I do in some instances from all positions on the field. And as the pitching staff goes, he knows as a catcher, he would know how to get the best out of me and help the catchers get the best out of me that he could possibly get.
Right. I think they're at the same in terms of respect level to me is what did you do in the game?
I mean, if it's
what's your numbers?
If respect,
how did you
is,
carry yourself? I mean, that's the respect. This
if respect
you're,
descri- the
ha- you're
if
describing
respect
like
is the, if a, respect is the hang up, then it's Yadi's at 100, Pujols is at a 99.99999. It's not like I would respect Pujols way more. I'd respect them both, but I think because Yadi has to know a little bit about everything and everyone and how to get the best out of everyone, I think that would give him just a hair more respect than Albert Pujols. That's just the way I would personally look at it.
Interesting. I think to me, like, your best chance of getting one of these guys to be a manager, if you're going to have both, it has to be Pujols because he's getting other looks at manager somewhere else. And to me, the thing with Yadier Molina, I think Yadier Molina is ready to come back into the game. He says, like, manager, but I could totally see a situation where Pujols gets hired to be a manager somewhere. Mm-hmm. And then he calls Yadi.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Yadi becomes his bench coach. And this could be in this could be in Anaheim too. I mean, it doesn't add, this could be in a lot of different locations. And then after a couple of years, Yadi getting comfortable with being a coach goes and gets a job. I think that's very much a likely scenario for sure.
Yeah.
But to me, I think ideally, you know, I'd like to have the consistency a little bit. Even after the article about Mike Shildt and everything like that that came out, I still think that was more of a Mike Shildt style more than anything else. So I like the consistency of the staff and not having to move pieces around. So I would probably put like Ruben Niebla near the top and then Albert Pujols. But if Albert Pujols is paired with Yadier Molina, to me, that is the best case scenario for the Padres in terms of making a splash, in terms of thinking outside the box, in terms of, you know, getting some spark and fire into the team. I mean, those are two guys that are competitors that have done a lot in Major League Baseball, that have won before as players, that I think, and since they're still relatively just out of the game. I mean, Pujols stopped playing in 2022 and Yadier Molina stopped playing in 2022. They retired the same year. That was a couple of years. I mean, in 2022, the Padres are in the NLCS. So these are guys that have been in the league like not that much, not long ago. They know how this league works. They can relate to these players. To me, those two together would be a great start. And if you could keep Ruben Niebla as your pitching coach, I think you're in a really good spot to compete in 2026 with that coaching staff.
100%. But I think Yadi would be a better game manager than Albert Pujols would be because of the position that he played and at the high level he
played.
Again,
you're talking about the strategy portion of it.
Right, yeah.
He could still run it as a
game manager.
He could still run it. I mean, they're collectively managing a game. Managerial-wise. I mean, there's conversations with the front office.
San Diego Padres do something that has never been done before, as we now hire two co-managers.
And the bench coach. I mean, they collectively are going to make game plans together. And you know what? If I'm Albert Pujols, I'm hiring Yadi to help me out because it's his first year. It would be his first year managing. And I don't think you'd be wasting a prime year on a guy that's a first-time manager who is a player like Albert Pujols. I think there's a difference. I think there's a massive difference. I think managing baseball games is overrated. I really do. I think it's very difficult to screw it up. Some guys do. But I think it's very difficult to screw up managing a baseball game because even when you make all the right decisions, they still don't work sometimes. You can make all the right decisions and a guy gets lit up and it didn't work and there's nothing you can do about it. The manager is about commanding respect in the clubhouse, creating the culture or keeping the culture and getting all these different walks of life to play for a common goal. That is what a baseball manager does. An NFL head coach, try to get everybody to play for a common goal too, but in the NFL, it's about strategy. It's being a field commander, right? I mean, it is X's and O's in football. In baseball, it is all about morale of the team, camaraderie, clubhouse, personalities. It's the other side of the game. It's the mental side of the game from the emotional standpoint that is different between baseball and football. Baseball managers all the time, like baseball coaches always like, oh, no, I'm in control of this game, and you got to have a guy that knows to make right decisions. It's easy.
You do need a hint of that, though.
If I grabbed the guy off the street to do it, yeah, it wouldn't be that great. But at the same time, there's a lot of decisions that Mike Shildt made last year, Frank, that you could make. It's about the culture.
No, I agree.
It's about the culture.
I agree that culture is the big thing. That is what the manager is in charge of. But you also do need to have a hint of game management ability.
Anybody that
in
has
there
played
well.
Baseball before can do it. I'm going to tell you right now, it is the most overrated job in all of sports. We got lefties coming up. Maybe I should bring in a lefty that has good numbers against these guys. Making a lineup. I mean, during the game, the team basically runs itself. You have to. There's only a couple of very catastrophic mistakes, like bringing your closer in the fifth inning. Yeah, that'd be kind of stupid. But overall, most of the guys that have coached at Major League Baseball that have played this game can run this team. I bet you if they. I bet you here's how easy I think it is. I bet you Manny could probably make all the decisions as a player, and they don't even need a manager. It's the culture standpoint. That is what you're hiring. So even though Albert Pujols hasn't made a mound visit yet or hasn't called to the bullpen and made a pitching change or hasn't filled out a lineup card, he's going to be fine doing that with the roster that they have. I'm telling you, it's probably one of the easiest, most overrated jobs in baseball. It's about the clubhouse. I mean, how many times has Dave Roberts, like, quote, messed up with his roster? They just keep him there. Why? Because the players love him. The players love him. It's about the culture. It's a culture. Now, I will say, you don't want to hire, like, the Albert Pujols. Now, if you decide to go with Albert Pujols and Yadier Molina, they can't go in there and be buddies with everybody. Like, they have to be authoritative figures. And so, from that standpoint, if they can't get that out of those guys and they're trying to be, like, cool with the players to an extent of, like, being their buddy, it's not going to work out. That's why those player player friendly coaches don't seem to work out a lot, especially in like the NFL. But from a baseball standpoint, getting a guy like Albert Pujols, I'm not worried about like him making decisions throughout the game. I need him to get Manny and Fernando and Merrill and Bogarts and your stars in the right frame of mind to go out and compete. That is what you're hiring this guy for. You're not hiring him to make pitching changes. You are hiring him to get your stars to play at the best level possible. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Matt in San Diego, you're batting leadoff on the Brayden Soprano Show. What's going on, Matt?
Thanks for taking my call, Brayden.
What do you got for me today?
That's great. I don't like it, and I'll tell you why. I think my first trepidation with it is you look back at the last two managers. You had well-established baseball guys who had their way of doing things, and they both left disgruntled with the situation. I'm not saying for the exact same reasons, but I think Bob was kind of done with AJ. Now, not saying that's a knock against AJ, but I think you run into, when you bring in established baseball guys into an organization that is run seemingly from the outside by the nerds, to say that not endearingly, like, I think AJ Preller has a very top-down approach, and there's a very analytical approach there. And so I think when you take somebody like Albert Pujols or Yadier Molina, you know, gods of their generation of baseball, I think you have the potential to run into the same situation of you have Albert Pujols coming in hitting 700 home runs, and then you have AJ Preller who's never played a game of professional baseball coming up and trying to tell him what to do. I think you can run into that sort of tension again. I think you've also, I don't know if the Padres need a manager who's going to be the show. And I think if you're going to bring Albert Pujols and or Yadier Molina into the fray, they're going to be the show, more or less. Everyone's going to want to know how they're doing in their first time. I don't know if the Padres necessarily need that. I think they have the show. I think they have everything they need in place in order to run a functional, very good team. As we've seen, you know, Mike Schilt produced 91 baseball teams with some issues in the background. And I think once you're a 91 baseball team, it's the little things that make the difference. And so I actually called in yesterday and talked about this. I think, you know, you kind of talked about wanting the consistency. I think you want the consistency there. And I think you have the pieces in place for a winning baseball team run by AJ Preller, how AJ Preller wants it. And I really think you need a manager that's going to do that. And I know Jace Tingler is going to scare a lot of that away, but I think he's kind of an outlier in that situation. Obviously, that was an unmitigated disaster, but I think there are a lot of examples of kind of you know, lower tier new managers coming into the fray. You know, you look at a Stephen Vogt, you know, he's not, you know, he wasn't a wow great player, but he comes in ready to run an organization and not, won't necessarily have the ego that you get with Albert Pujols and Yadi Molina, them being guys just coming off storied Hall of Fame playing careers. I think there's trepidation there, and I really do think that more of a button pushing guy who's going to fold into the organization is what you should be looking for.
Matt, I appreciate the phone call. The reason I disagree with that is because, and again, you had the Jace Tingler experiment, and the problem with Jace Tingler was the players didn't respect him. They didn't respect him. These are players in this organization that you have to earn their respect. You do. There are players like that. I mean, even coach, like I've coached like at the high school level, there's like some big high profile guys that we have had that are 4 or 5 star recruits, and like they think they're the smartest people on the planet. I have to like earn their respect, which is crazy that I have to earn a 15-year-old's respect, but that's how they view things. There's a lot of athletes like that. You are managing egos. I get what you're coming from, but as frustrating as it might be for a guy like Albert Pujols to potentially deal with the front office of the Padres, which we don't even know. I mean, maybe Albert just will run the team the way that they want to run the team, and then he just manages the egos. I mean, to me, if Manny Machado doesn't think you know what you're doing, you have lost the clubhouse. They did that with Jace Tingler, and they lost the clubhouse. You can't do that again. You need to have somebody that, for the players, is going to demand respect. That is who they're looking for. That is who they're looking for. They would totally 100% respect Albert Pujols, and they're going to listen to him. And I think that's what this team needs. Now, from a front office standpoint, yeah, maybe a little bit different. We'll see how everybody works with A.J. Preller, and A.J. Preller is not necessarily the easiest person to work with. We've heard reports on that as well, but I'm going to tell you right now, what I want in a manager is the guy that gets my star players, who I've invested a ton of money in, to play at their best level. That is what a manager is expected to do. And we have a lot of guys with a lot of egos in that clubhouse. And the one thing you can't do is bring in a guy that's just going to listen to the front office, have no power, and show. And I mean, if you have a guy that comes in and does what Jace Tingler does and just listens to the front office and the players know that he ain't calling any of the shots, there goes all of his authority. And nobody's going to listen to him, and nobody's going to respect him, and they're just going to do their own thing. And that is an unmitigated disaster. That's why I think you got to bring in somebody the players will respect. That's why I like Albert Pujols, and that's why I like Yadier Molina. We'll keep you updated on any updates that we might get on the Padres managerial search next hour. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Soprenet Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.